You are listening to Somatics Toolkit, Core Practice 5, Observation, Seeing and Being Seen. Hi, my name is Eline Kieft. This exploration creates a situation in which you can experience both the reciprocity and the vulnerability of seeing and being seen. Preparation. If you have invited someone to share this experience with you, explain why you would like to do this exploration and how it will fit into your research work. If your partner is exploring something like this for the first time, you might revisit Core Practice 1, Body Basics, Arriving with them, but that is not essential. Pause the recording if you need to address any of this in more time. Please switch off your phone and make sure you are in a space where you can work undisturbed for the duration of this recording. Do whatever else you need to prepare yourself and the space. Become aware of your body as a bridge between the ground and the sky. Feel your breath and wake up your senses. Gently roll your shoulders. Rotate your joints. And wake up your spine. Are there any tight or sore places in your body? Imagine breathing into those to give them a little more space. Take some time to do what your body needs to become present, alert, and active. This is like tuning your instrument before you start to play. If you are proceeding alone, make sure you are in front of a mirror. Otherwise, stand opposite your partner at a distance that is comfortable for you both. Exploration. Look at your partner. Really look at him or her, as if you're seeing them for the very, very first time. You are completely open and natural. Observe their physical characteristics, hair color, shape of their eyes, in full acceptance. There is nothing to be done. No beard to shave, no makeup to be applied. Observe their posture. How far are their feet apart? Are their shoulders level or at an angle? How does their skin look? Do they have visible freckles, scars, tattoos? In a moment, I will stop speaking. Just let the audio run until you hear my voice again. During the silence, keep observing each other as if you encounter each other for the very first time. Be curious. It may seem a long time without words, or it may go very quickly. Try to stay focused. If your mind wanders, gently bring it back to this exploration. If you get uncomfortable, include that in your experience too. Throughout the exploration, try to stay aware of your feet on the floor and rest into your spine as much as you can, especially when you feel uncomfortable. Well done. Now, in the next bit of silence, you will take turns in voicing everything you observe about the other, saying out loud what you are observing. Voicing these observations adds another level of witnessing. Add as much detail as you did whilst observing each other in silence. Try to phrase things naturally and neutrally by using the first person I and speaking from your perspective. Also, stick to facts instead of interpretations. For example, I see a nose with freckles. Try not to use judgments such as beautiful or weird. Instead, only describe what you see. As you do this, notice which of the observations feel uncomfortable when you say them out loud. So the one of you with the shortest hair is going to be the first to voice their observations. Please start now and let the recording run until you hear my voice again. If you run out of things to say, look more closely and continue observing and voicing your observations. Well done. Now you're going to swap roles, so the person with the longest hair is going to voice their observations. Please start now and let the recording run until you hear my voice again. If you run out of things to say, look more closely and continue observing and voicing your observations. Well done, both of you. Make a gesture of thanks to each other. Thank you for seeing me with such attention. Take some time to write down or draw everything that feels relevant for you to remember. Let your writing or drawing be a continuation of your embodied inquiry. Include both how it was to observe as how it was to be observed. Was there a difference of doing this in silence and voicing your observations? Pause the recording now to write down your experience. In a moment, take time to discuss this experience and your insights with your partner. How was it for them? Did you experience similarities in the process? Differences? How do you think this experience will affect your field observations? Remember that the interaction of being with people has many different nuances, of doing things together, hanging out, attending events together, and that observation is only a tiny part of interaction. Pause the recording now to discuss. Completion. This brief experiment gave you an experience of observing and being observed, and how your research participants may feel when you are observing them. But similarly, you might feel that they observe you with equal scrutiny. To what extent do we allow ourselves to be truly seen as a researcher, but also as a person in general? In the next few days, try to observe your language. How often do you not describe things, but give value judgments? This is a good exercise for making clean fieldwork notes. Also, reflect on the power of gaze and eye contact. In what situations is it appropriate? When might it be intrusive? Does that depend on specific context or certain relationships? Is it a mark of respect or of scrutiny? This is culturally defined. Try to become aware of the unwritten rules of your fieldwork location. Thank you for listening to Somatics Toolkit, Core Practice 5, Observation, Seeing and Being Seen. Remember your body.